The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome to Monday morning. It is March 30th. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local here at the WTBR studios on Federico Drive. So today we're going to be talking about the OLLI program. That's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And in-house we have the executive director, Carol Allman Morton. And we have a woman of who's very well integrated into this program, for, as I'm told. She has a little bit of, she can talk on any part of this program, Ellen Quabier. So let's check in with the weather first and see what we can expect, and then we'll get into the subject.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. Night is cool with highs in the mid-60s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Night is cool with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain likely. Highs in the lower 60s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, that sounds like springtime here in the Berkshires as we're rounding the corner into April. Yay! with our expectations where they should be, that we could always still get more snow. So anyway, none in the forecast. That's a good thing. So good morning again. You're listening to The Morning Drive. So thanks for joining us. It is Monday, March 30th, beginning of the week. And today we're going to be talking about the OLLI program. That's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And we have in-house, we have Executive Director Carol Allman Morton. Carol?
Good morning.
How are you? Thanks for being here.
Indeed.
And we have Ellen
Quabier.
Oh, man,
you did
I got
it right the
first
time.
You're going to get it. Just Quabier. Think croissants, Brian.
Yes,
you'll
yes.
be fine.
Jeez, sorry.
No problem.
Ellen Quabier, and you are well integrated into this program, so you'll have a lot to share with us today.
I hope so.
So let's start, Carol, let's start off with you.
Sure.
What do you want to start with as far as talking about the program? Can you give us maybe a little history to where it started? Or
sure. Okay. So our program is just over 30 years old. It started as the Berkshire Institute for Lifetime Learning, BIL, at Berkshire Community College in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And in the mid-2000s, it applied for and received a grant from the Osher Foundation, which turned us into an OLLI. And since we've started, we've always offered courses that run over a variety of number of terms, depending on when, but now we run 5 terms of classes. And then we also have workshops, standalone lectures, local author talks, clubs, which we call shared interest groups. And Ellen, what am I forgetting?
We now have a travel
program.
Travel program.
And we have special events mm-hmm. that
yep.
we run.
Oh, yes. Especially in the summer, we have not just like, sometimes we do things that are like, let's all go to the fill in the blank place and do that together. But during the summer, our special events team also adds a little more zhuzh to that. And mm-hmm. so there's when they go to Jacob's Pillow, there's strawberry shortcake and uh-huh. there's a lecture that goes with it, things like that. So they sort of make it a little bit more of a wraparound program. Mm-hmm. And in the last couple of years, especially, we've been working to sort of integrate these things across our curriculum. So, for example, when Ellen went to Iceland with the OLLI trip, there was also classes that happened at OLLI and lectures that were related to Iceland, whether or not you were going on the trip. There was a chance to learn more about mm-hmm. that place. So we try and be thoughtful about bringing that thread through our stuff as well.
Yeah. So to your point, there are a lot of programs provided here. And I understand right now, as far as this spring session, is that the spring session that's coming up? That registration's open right now, right?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
And that begins on April 6th, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is that the deadline, drop-dead deadline to sign up?
No, people sometimes sign up right in through the first week of classes, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, people's schedules change, things surprise them. Or they hear from a friend that the first class of something was awesome, and so they want to go to. Mm-hmm. So they might sign up starting in the second week. And especially for our classes that are online, the vast majority of them are recorded. Mm-hmm. So even if people can't go live, you know, they can still hear the class. You know, for a big discussion class, it might not be the same, but if it's more of a lecture style class, it can be a great way to still participate, even if you always have, you know, I don't know, taking care of your grandkids at 9 a.m. on Tuesdays, but that's when your class is.
Mm-hmm.
So that people will sign up right straight through. Usually after the first week, we discourage people unless it's a lecture class.
Just because of the lack of content,
they're going to miss a chunk of it. Yeah.
Okay. And there's no test or anything at the end, right?
No, no test, no grades. It's all for fun.
Got it. So that's not the issue. It's not that you might
not
be able to catch up on the homework, right?
No.
So we're going to talk more in depth about all like some of the classes that are being offered this year. But if somebody wants to sign up, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can just go to berkshireollie.org, and our spring classes are the first sort of picture at the top that you can click through.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to berkshireollie.org/spring2026 if you want to go direct.
And are there costs associated? What does that look like?
Yeah. So in order to come to our lectures, most often you don't have to be a member. Sometimes they're free. Sometimes there's a non-member price. But for classes, you do have to be a member. So to join Ollie is $75 a year. But we have a generous scholarship program. It's $25 a year. And with that scholarship, you can also take up to 2 classes in each term.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 10 classes a year. And also for our lectures and stuff, people who participate in Card to Culture, have EBT cards, Connector Care, anything like that, they can come for free. So we encourage people to take advantage of that. We want it to be open and accessible to everybody in the community. So for classes, the cost is $60 for one class, $110 for two, and what's three?
$150 for three or more.
Thank you.
For three or more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have some diehards who will take like 12 classes in the semester. There was a guy, Kenmore Emerson, may his memory be a blessing, mm-hmm. who took, I think, every single Zoom class that we offered every semester, and he had it running all day in his house. He mm-hmm. participated. He was there. It wasn't just background noise.
Yeah.
But that is a very small number. Most people take one or two.
Well, but just to say, part of the reason I think that Kenmore was so involved with Ollie is because it gave him an opportunity to socialize.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though he wasn't physically at Ollie, you know, with live people,
mm-hmm.
he was still on Zoom and he could see faces and he could see the instructor. And for someone who might have mobility issues, it was a great way for him to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, for all the complaints that people have about Zoom these days, sometimes imagine life without it.
Yeah.
You know, can imagine having gone through COVID without Zoom, you know, talk about being isolated, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least, I mean,
sure.
It's not quite the same. It's not, you don't get that eye to eye, face to face experience, but thank God for it, right?
Because
you can still connect people,
right?
For convenience sake, or for those who really just can't get out.
Right, and for someone like me who's going to be out of the country for mm-hmm. about 2.5 weeks in 12 days,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be one of those people this term who's going to be taking 2 Zoom courses because when I get back, I can catch up by mm-hmm. watching the recordings and then participate in the remaining mm-hmm. weeks of the term,
mm-hmm.
I hope.
Yeah. Or if you were a super diehard, you could watch them while you're away.
14 hours difference. New Zealand is
just
14 hours
arm.
Ahead. Uh-huh. I do not think so, Carol. As much as I love Ollie, I think I have to draw the line.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, if you can't get to sleep, if you're up all night because of the time change or something.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, yeah, so the program is mostly through BCC. Is that correct? Is that correct? Is that where
we
facilitate this?
Yeah, we're housed at BCC. That's our staff are employees at BCC. But we're also in partnership with Williams College, MCLA, and formerly Simon's Rock. And we also have partnerships with about 60 nonprofits in the region. And so sometimes that's just that we run an ad for us, for them for free. They run one for us for free. But mostly that's where a lot of our programming ideas come from, that when we're connected off campus. Like we have hikes that we run with the BNRC. They also sometimes provide staff for teaching classes with us as well. And then they do things like loan us poles and spikes for winter hiking and stuff. So there's some really tight partnerships like that around curriculum that are wonderful.
And the Mehewi, we sometimes use the Mehewi and the Triplex as a location for some of the courses. And that brings additional attention to Ollie as well as to the venues that we're supporting. So that's great.
Yeah, we try and do in each term, we try and have classes in both South and North County. I mean, all of our instructors are volunteers, so really we're going to have them teach wherever they want to teach. When we have the opportunity to sort of finesse it a little bit, we try and spread it out so that our members who live, farther afield don't have to come as far to class if they don't want to. And it also just provides some variety and connection with those other locations, too.
Which is another great reason for Zoom, because I happen to live in the foreign country of Sandusfield, which, as you know, is pretty far from BCC. It's an hour's ride. And in the wintertime with the ice and snow, I was perfectly happy to take my 5 courses on Zoom.
Of course. And that is a thing, Berkshire County, especially from north to south, it's a real challenge sometimes. There's a big geographic divide there. So it is hard to get everybody in one place sometimes. So it's good that you're focusing offerings on north and south.
We do our best. And also it depends on the time of year too. Like in the winter, we were, I think, a little bit more central here in Pittsfield. And then we tend to offer more for every semester except winter, we try and have about 50-50 Zoom and in-person. But for winter, we weight it more towards Zoom because we know that people are going to...
Sure.
And also canceling... We had this art class on Mondays. Those poor folks, I think they had to do 3 makeup classes because of snow. So it's just a big pain in the neck for them, too.
Yeah.
Well, the other reason to have more Zoom classes in the winter is because some of our diehard members travel south and west in the wintertime, and they can still take courses on Zoom, even though they're not locally situated.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned terms. You said semester, but then you said, terms.
I know, right? Some people get cranky because semester, technically, you can only have 2 in a year. It's some Latin thing. I don't know.
Sure. So with the terms, did I read that there were 5 terms? Is that correct? Okay. So how is that broken down?
Yeah. So we have what you would sort of expect for fall, winter, spring. And then in the summer, it used to be 1, then it was 2, then it was 1, and now we're going to go back to 2. So we have a short term in June, which is 4 weeks. And then we take a break around the 4th of July and then come back and then do another regular. Our terms are usually 6 weeks. So it'll be like second week of July into August.
And how about your membership? How many people do you think you have members?
We say we're about 1,500. We're a little bit under right now because of the time of year. But as we come into the summer, it'll be back up to 15.
And what are the requirements to become a member? Other than paying the dues, is there an age?
Oh, we say that our programs are designed for 50 years old and better, but there's no requirement. We do ask what year people were born just for statistical purposes because we want to know sort of over time, like who is there and does that change? But there's no requirements. There's a little group of young moms who are taking studio art classes with us. It's wonderful. We love to have them. So, yeah.
And as far as things are coming up soon, I saw on your schedule tomorrow, there's a new member chat.
Yes, that's right. Ellen's show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, let's hear about that, Ellen.
So the new member chat is just what it sounds like. It's for people who've joined Ollie within the last 3 months since the last new member chat. And it's an opportunity. It's a Zoom program, so they don't have to be on site. It's an opportunity for us, that is to say people who are already members, including the Member Services Committee and Carol and the office team will be there hopefully, To get to know the new people and for the new people to get to know us, to know why we joined Ollie, what we love about Ollie, which is, for me, pretty much everything. but also for us to get to know the new members, because some of them become our instructors, some of them join committees, some of them are there for socialization, which is a big part of what Ollie is about. Some of them are there just because they've moved to the area and they'd like to meet new people. They have various reasons, but it's very low-key. It's just an opportunity to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be tomorrow?
That will be tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. And again, if somebody wants to attend to that, they can go to the website and get the directions on how to do that. Okay.
Yep.
And then also, I see you mentioned already about the hikes with Berkshire Natural Resource Council, who they're actually going to be a guest here on the radio in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, nice.
They've been on before, but it'd be good to have them back. It's that time of year, right? Mm-hmm. Start talking about getting outside. So talk a little bit about that relationship again and what the hikes are or as best you can, if you know the schedule to that.
Sure. So you know, when we try and find opportunities for win-wins with our partner organizations, right? So the folks at the BNRC have wonderful hike leaders, and they sometimes struggle. A lot of those hike leaders are still working, so they sometimes struggle to find leaders during the week to lead hikes for their members who would like that. And so we have hike leaders that can run hikes during the week. So we do sort of a trade. And so members of Ollie and members of the BNRC can sign up for these classes. They're free for our members. Or not classes, but for the hikes. And they run every 2 weeks. And then once or twice a year, some folks from their team will help us with doing a course at Ollie during one of the terms. So they've done in the past, and everybody at Ollie is welcome to join, but especially for hike leaders, it's great because they do things like identifying different flora and fauna. They did a geology thing once. Like, so basically, when you're leading a hike out on the trail and you see cool stuff, like being able to talk about it more effectively. And they've also helped us with finding wilderness first aid training programs and things like that for our instructors as well. So it's been a great ongoing partnership with them, and we're grateful for that help.
Mm-hmm. Are there other... So that's a pretty in-depth partnership. There's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah.
Are there other organizations that are at that kind of level?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they probably should spring to mind right now. the Berkshire County Historical Society. We do stuff with them all the time.
Okay.
Leslie Hertzberg from there is, we have good relationships with her and her volunteer team. A lot of her lead volunteers at Arrowhead are also instructors for us. We just had a program last Thursday where somebody, who, as she was greeting everybody in the room, I realized, oh, you know everybody. But she had been on the Presidential Search Committee for BCC, I understood from context clues. She's either on the board or the chair of the board for the Historical Society, and she's a history professor. So she gave this amazing talk about the history of poor farms. Yeah. No, not Cindy. What was her name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. It'll come to me in a second. I have terrible name recall. She came and gave a talk about the history of poor farms in the Berkshires, including the one that was on the site of Berkshire Community College. And so we were basically sitting in a classroom on top of where this had existed. And so she talked about social services in the county up to 1935 and then really up to 1967. So when the last one in Berkshire County closed. So...
And that's cool because you're talking about the location that the classes is being held right there at BCC.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so so that's going to be great because in terms of the partnership, not only was it a really wonderful academic program that people got, we stayed an extra half an hour for questions, like people were very engaged, and it was both in person and online. But, you know, the college and the Historical Society are going to be able to use the recording of that and that information that the scholar is working on for years, that because it's so connected to both of our work.
Right.
So and then we've been working in partnership on a bunch of Rev 250 programming and Berkshire's 250. Mm-hmm. So we did stuff for the Lafayette anniversary back last June. And we, for the, with the Mahawi, we have an annual lecture in their space, and they give us a crazy good deal on that in terms of their staff time and rental fee, for which we are grateful. And they, you know, are partners with us on pulling that big event together. Because we do about 250 classes and events a year. We are event people.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't often do events where you need, like, ushers and a huge team of people to pull it off. And there's a TV station there and, you know, big fancy people. So we couldn't do that without them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets recorded out on public television after. So
yeah. So you mentioned the relationship with the Mahawi. I know you do have something scheduled this year. It's Dana Bash,
yeah.
Right, the reporter. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So tickets for that are free. It's a free and open to the public event, mm-hmm. but it probably will sell out this year because Dana Bash is a well-known name.
Mm-hmm.
The Sherman family has created a fund in honor of Mona Sherman. And that fund pays for a speaker to come to the area it's usually Memorial Day weekend with some exceptions. And we host it at the Mahawi. And so tickets for Ollie members will go on sale April 15th. I can't remember what time in the morning, 9 or 10, but it'll say on our website. When I say on sale, it's free, but mm-hmm. because it will sell out, you know, that's when a bunch of people will sign up for their tickets then. And then people who are members of the Mahawi will have access 2 weeks after that. And then if there's any tickets left, they'll be available to the public mm-hmm. After that. So, and usually there are.
Yeah.
But a lot of people candidly join Ollie because they want a ticket to the Mona Sherman lecture. And honestly, we're fine with that because then we can pull them into our programming
right.
and get them excited about other stuff
yeah,
that we
it's
do.
It's a good draw to
yeah,
get more
sure.
attention and get some more members.
Yep.
So that's coming up on May 23rd, is that
yep.
right? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so check that out. And then you also guys have a lot of volunteer programs where, such as like the Mentoring for Success, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that happens at BCC for your,
yeah.
For your members?
Yes.
They can participate in that?
Yep, we recruit our members and then match them with BCC students.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also working on expanding it a little bit because BCC has been expanding their programming around workforce training and development a lot as well. And so if anybody who's connected with the college would benefit from talking with one of our members, we'd mm-hmm. be glad to match them and help them out in their journey.
Yep. Do you see a need for that? I mean, is there is there a waiting list or anything like that at this moment that you know?
No. Okay. I mean, we have more mentors than mentees mm-hmm. at the moment, so we have capacity.
Yeah.
We'd love to
good.
Have more people.
Well, good. Yeah. So that message goes out to the student body.
Yeah.
That hey, listen, there are people waiting and ready to help out in this program.
Yeah.
So,
and it's everything from, you know, like career mentoring, like I want to be a, you know, fill in the blank. Can you
mm-hmm.
help me with that?
Mm-hmm.
To like, I am a young parent and trying to figure out how to do school and imagining what it's going to be like when I graduate and balancing all those things. We have people who have been there and are glad to talk about that as well.
Yeah. And another big thing that I saw in the Ollie programming is the traveling. Ellen, are you taking advantage of the trip to Ireland too?
I won't be able to take advantage of that trip because it conflicts with something else I had booked prior.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to go on the Iceland trip, which mm-hmm. was this past September. I went with my husband, who unfortunately fell towards the end of the trip.
Oh,
but
oh shoot, I didn't know
he's,
that.
Oh, yeah. So he's off international travel, but that's okay. I get to go by myself. Anyway, it was a wonderful trip. It was offered through Overseas Adventure Travel, but it was an Ollie group. And one of the nicest things about it, I had been to Iceland before, and I really had enjoyed it, and that's how I convinced my husband to go with me on this one. But one of the nicest things, besides getting to see more of Iceland than I did on my 3-day trip the first time, was getting to know other Ollie people. It was amazing that there are two in particular. There were Ollie people from all over the country who had joined this program. There was someone from Hawaii. I don't know.
So this wasn't just
It started out, it wasn't limited to Berkshire County Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
There were people from Ollie, from all over, and then it was opened up ultimately to other OAT people. But The point is, there were two members of Berkshire Ollie that I didn't know, that I got to know on the program, who happened to live in Great Barrington, which is 25 minutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me, we've all gotten together since then. We've already had a reunion, and I'm sure we'll see each other again. So that was another nice bonus to the trip.
Yeah. So. What kind of things did you do when you went to Iceland?
What didn't we do? We did whale watching. We did whitewater rafting.
You did?
When we say we, I mean I did with some of my other crazy friends. Yes, I did.
Nice.
I'll do anything at least once, although that was the second time. What else did we do?
There was the horse thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
The Icelandic horses?
The Icelandic horses. Yeah. Now, being just over 5 feet, I really love them because they were smaller. And I got to actually be the one to brush one because they always need, or not always, but they ask for a volunteer. And as Carol knows, I'm crazy enough to do most of the crazy stuff. And so that was a lot of fun. And we got to see a farm, and we got to actually plant little trees because, as you may know, Brian, Iceland is not exactly well known for their forests because there aren't too many, if any.
Wide open land.
Wide open land, right. So, and we got to eat a lot of good things, including what people know or should know is strictly touristy, which is that fermented shark, which is...
Harky?
I don't even know.
I tried it.
Well, see, you're as crazy as I am, if I can say.
Yes.
But, yeah, I had to do that because that's something that the tourists do.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is smart enough not to, but... So we did that, but we just did a lot of fun stuff. It was great being together, and we had a terrific tour leader who has made suggestions that she may be coming to the Berkshires. So So if she does that, just on a trip, not to live. She's too busy.
We'll get her.
Yeah, so if we could get her to give a talk, that would be even better. So, yeah, no, it was great. And if I wasn't already booked for something else, I had been to Ireland years ago. I would have definitely have gone on that trip as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to the trip that's coming up. It's a warm trip. Where are we talking about?
Costa Rica.
Not so much that one because I understand there are bugs and I'm not good with bugs. But the one with Amanda, that isn't that her name? In 2027, I think there's another one that's planned that's going to be more of a spa retreat kind of thing.
Dang. Oh, dang. See, this is one of the goals that I had for myself this year was letting go of having to know all of the things and trusting my staff to go and do things. So I have no idea. This is fun. I'm learning with you.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got plenty of ambassadors.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, that's another nice thing about Ollie is that many of us are not only members. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all volunteers anyway, but some of us are instructors or facilitators to the programs or committee members or deliverers of Ollie catalogs that you find around the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ellen runs that
team. What else do I do? Or we've also done some work with other nonprofits. Every year, there's a team of Ollie members that walks with the Elizabeth Freeman Center. We've also ushered at Berkshire Theater Group once a year. We've been doing that for the last few years. So, and some of us are out on the lines, the protest lines. Mm-hmm. Just saying,
like the ones from this weekend, that type of thing.
Yeah. I saw a lot of Ollie people there.
Yes, yes. Well, and it was interesting because people kept coming up to me and saying, "I know you from Ollie," and I'm thinking, "Okay, I guess you do." So yeah, no, it's great. Uh-huh. There are so many ways to be involved with Ollie, and not to oversay it, if that's a word. You're not required to do any of the things. Mm-hmm. I just am very involved with Ollie because I love being very involved with Ollie.
Sure. So there's a lot of opportunities.
Absolutely.
And you
do what you want.
Right.
Exactly.
You choose what works for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. When you can, because people are busy.
Absolutely. Yeah. No pressure.
Yep.
You know, no pressure. We let people know what there is, what the opportunities are, and sometimes they lead us to other people who might be interested in those opportunities, even if they don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
but, yeah.
Yeah, there's some people who take a class or two or like come or maybe they're still working. And so they come to some of our evening lectures and then they're sort of laying the groundwork for when they're fully retired and they're going to have a little more flexible schedule. So that's great. You know, it takes all different kinds of engagement in order to make it work.
So we're coming up on the top of the hour, and when we come back, we'll check in with the weather again, and lots of other things that you have on your agenda, on your schedule here for OLLI, like the annual art show, other volunteering opportunities, the 250th Road to the Revolution series. So there's quite a bit that we want to touch base on, so we'll do that in just a moment. For now, we are going to just take a pause for station identification. We're going to thank some of our underwriters, and then we will return. You are listening to WTBR 89.7, WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Go through the process of making a monthly budget, even if it's not perfect. It's good to be aware of your financial health.
When shopping for insurance, ask your agent to shop around for you and see if you can bundle your policies.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at BerkshireCC.
And from the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington, presenting 90s rock band Better Than Ezra this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. with opening act 9 days. Get your tickets at mahawi.org. Again, that's mahawi.org.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Drive here on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. I'm Brian Burkle. I'm your guest host today. And in studio, we're talking about the OLLI program. That's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute that is hosted down there at BCC. A lot of online opportunities as well and trips around the county and around the world, actually, that are offered. And so in-house, we have a couple experts on the subject. The executive director is Carol Allman Morton. And then we have Ellen Quabier, who is here. And Ellen is very involved in all kinds of aspects. So very informative on the subject matter. So we will get to that in a moment. We're going to go to the weather and see what to expect in the near future.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. Night is cool with highs in the mid-60s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Night is cool with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain likely. Highs in the lower 60s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, and so just a reminder, this is being video recorded, and you can see this. If you're not watching it live on PCTV right now, you can always go to the PCTV website and review any episode. So if you're just joining us now and you missed the first half hour, don't fear. You can always go to the video and play back the tape, as they say. All of them are there. So if there's some other subject matter from the past that you missed, or you want to review everything we've done here, they're all there. Whether it was Bill Sturgeon, Sean Sear, Bob Heck, Donna Todd Rivers, or Alan Spear, or myself, they are there. So go out and check that library for some of our back episodes, including today's. So again, today we are talking about Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. So we've got Carol Allman Morton, who is the executive director, and Ellen Quabier, who is a lot of things.
I've been called worse.
A lot of good things.
A lot of
good and great things here. So again, thanks for coming back for the second half hour. So Ollie, this is based out of BCC, mm-hmm. for the most part. We talked about your membership. You're upwards around 1,500 people, right? Mm-hmm. And you just have to be 50 plus. Actually, you don't even have to be, right? That's just sort of the guideline.
Yep.
And
you don't even have to be local. I just wanted to mention that for what it's worth, about 80% of our community is mm-hmm. local, but mm-hmm. we have 20% that's all over the country.
Okay.
So if people are watching PCTV or tuning in to the radio from California, they could very well be listening to this and attending Ollie courses as well.
Or here on vacation when they go home, they can sign
that's
up for
right.
Ollie.
That's true. Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Our part-time neighbors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Ellen, when you say there's some maybe 20% or so that are elsewhere, are they folks that started here and they've just moved to someplace else, or are people just from have no connection with the Berkshires or somehow finding us?
I would say it's more the latter. It's possible that they may be part of another Ollie, like gal that was from Ollie in Hawaii that was on the Iceland trip with me, or mm-hmm. it could be people who are just interested in lifelong learning, came across Ollie one way or another, and mm-hmm. you know, found that we had the best courses and the best committees uh-huh. and the best everything, uh-huh. And so decided to join. And to be clear, someone can belong to more than one Ollie. So if someone is living in California or Hawaii or wherever they may be, that doesn't mean that they can't belong to a local Ollie mm-hmm. and belong to ours, because mm-hmm. ours is, of course, the best. And no check in the mail for saying that. But I am very, as you said, involved with Ollie. I'm definitely a promoter.
Yeah, so. Clearly.
Yeah.
You're a good salesperson.
Before COVID, about, I think it was 6 or 8% of our members had addresses more than 50 miles away. Mm. And so those were probably snowbirds who were using their other address as their main address. Mm-hmm. But since then, during COVID, we grew to, first it was over 20% of people who were more than 50 miles away. And it's shrunk down a little bit. It's adjusted. I think it's more like 16 or 17% now. But so that means that roughly 10% of those people are genuinely, and we talk to them, mm-hmm. you know, like there's a member on our travel committee who lives in Nevada. So, and she found us during COVID and stayed. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and she has a local Ollie as well. I think she's part of both. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she probably does her in-person stuff with them, but she likes our lectures. So here we are.
Now, what is the website?
BerkshireOllie.org.
BerkshireOllie.org. O-L-L-I.
Correct.
All right. So everything we're talking about today, anybody can just go to BerkshireOllie, O-L-L-I, .org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you do...
.org, and you can find everything we're discussing.
Yep. And our calendar is BerkshireOllie.org/events. I mean, you can navigate there too, but you can just go direct.
And classes for this upcoming spring term, registration is open right now. They mm-hmm. begin on April 6th. Ideally, you want to be registered beforehand so you don't miss anything.
Yeah.
But there is a little grace period for that first week or so.
For
right?
sure, yeah.
Okay,
and we have some classes that are full, but there's still plenty of room.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep.
And so just to kind of, I just wanted to kind of go over some of these classes that I'm looking at on the schedule here.
Sure.
I could just rattle off some of the names of some of the things you've got going on. You've got Tai Chi, Updates in Medicine, the American Revolution, today's headlines. Gold of the Sun, the Rise and Fall of the Inca Empire, Self-Awareness for Self-Defense. Rights of Nature and Indigenous Stewardship. Hiking, you got the hiking trails that, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The Immense World, Understanding Iranian Cinema. That's that's different. Rediscovering Your Quiet Mind, Language of Film, Battleships from the Merrimack to the Missouri, Irish Poets from Yeats to Lately. Boy, there's just so many. Bicycling, Three Generations, One Heritage. I mean, all across the board. You've got so many different subject matters here. African-rooted dance, science conversations, spring wildflower walks.
I mean, we have two wildflower walk trips, too. I mean, classes, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's two of those.
Yep.
So those are all things that are available. If you want to sign up, that it's open until, well, they begin on April 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the website and check that out. Now, you also have a lot of other things going on. You said during the summer there's active living classes in addition to that, or some of those I mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So in the summer we have a June term that runs, I think it starts the second week of June, and then goes for 4 weeks. And then we'll start again after the 4th of July with a second summer session.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer, we're working on the catalog right now. The balance of classes leads a little bit more toward classes where you do a thing, mm-hmm. right? So everything from hiking, there's an improv class, there's some studio art classes, and then there'll also be lecture classes and discussion classes too. But we noticed that the mix is a little bit different. And like I mentioned before, all our instructors are volunteers. And we could have an idea in our minds like, you know what we're going to have this semester is a class on each of these 10 things. Well, maybe we won't. Maybe we will. We'll see. We'll recruit. But, we have these wonderful instructors we're recruiting. I think in the last year we gained like 50 new instructors or something wild like that. But there's also people who've been teaching with us for 10, 15, 20 years. And so we try and give them what they want.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, and if I may, on that subject, we also follow up with people who are currently members. We check in with them. We welcome them, as we mentioned, through the new member chat tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And we do that at the beginning of every term. And we also check in with relatively new members after 3 months. And we check in with them after 9 months, because we want to see if the courses that we're offering meet their needs. And we let them know that we're very open to changing. And part of the reason, if I must say, that we are offering more lifelong, well, not just learning, but doing types of courses are because people have been asking for them and we're responding to those needs. And that's brought us additional members. So,
yep. Oh, and one thing to note, I haven't started the publicity yet for this, but the first week of June.
This is breaking news?
Breaking news, yeah. The first week of June, it's up on the website, but I haven't sent anything out about it yet. But there's this wonderful woman, Chris Ferrero, who also teaches classes at Berkshire Botanical Gardens. And she's a master gardener from Cornell. She's taught some classes for us before. And she's been so busy teaching other things, she hasn't been able to teach since maybe 2023. But she found out, I reached out to her, and when she found out that she could do just like a 2-session workshop, she was like, oh yeah, of course, I'll come back. So we had this request for doing something on invasives and remediation, in gardening. And so she's doing a 2-day workshop the first week of June on that, and it'll be in person and online, so people can come either way. And I feel like that's going to probably be a pretty big one, because everybody's just, pounding their head against the wall, trying to figure out how to get rid of the whatever the problem weed is in their yard and replace it with something better. But
I can never have too many good solutions or advice.
I know,
too
it's
much
tough.
Advice on that.
It's tough. I will be there because I need help. I'm about to get goats. That's where I'm at, because I can't get them. I can't physically remove enough of the stuff. So things like that we're trying to add in and meet people their requests.
And then you also have the special interest groups.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about that and what that means?
Yeah. So actually, you should talk about that, Ellen.
Okay.
Sorry.
So special interest groups are exactly what they sound like. They're for people who have a particular interest, whether it's French conversation or contemporary gender roles or downhill skiing or murder mysteries or, used to be the Happy Hookers, but then they had to change the name. I guess people weren't happy with that, so
They do crochet.
Yeah. It's the Happy Knitters and whatever. Those are just a few. There are about 12 different special interest groups, and if you're an OLLI member, there's no charge to belong to those, and if you're not an OLLI member, you cannot belong to those. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, although it's entirely up to whoever leads that group, they meet about once a month. They sometimes meet in person. They sometimes meet on Zoom. I chair the Contemporary Gender Roles Shared Interest Group, and sometimes I have speakers who are from anywhere in the country, sometimes not even in the country, who Zoom in, and sometimes we meet in person if that's possible. But, you know, it depends on the group. But we're trying to meet everyone where they are. Same idea as what we said with the courses. If someone wants to start a new shared interest group, mm-hmm. we welcome them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, and there's some that have been with us since we started that program, and there's some that sort of come and go. Mm-hmm. And there's some that are seasonal. Obviously, the downhill skiing crew doesn't get together in August, but although maybe they do. Maybe they get together and have a cocktail. I don't know.
It's the tumbling group.
Yeah.
The downhill tumbling group.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, again, another whole series of events and things that are available for people. You also have an art show coming up, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's an annual art show for OLLI? Or?
It's every other year.
Every other year.
Yep.
Okay.
And so in recent years, it's been at the Berkshire Museum, but they're, you know, going through their renovation right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're delighted to be at the Liechtenstein Gallery, which we've also had art shows at before. I think the OLLI art show, and then also when we were doing the We Are Still Here program, we had a Nyana LaFond show there, which was amazing.
Yes.
If you ever have a chance to see her work, it's spectacular. So our OLLI members can submit one or two pieces it's a non-juried show. Everybody who wants to submit can. They just need to be an OLLI member. And then the show itself is free and open to the public. So we encourage people to come and cheer on their friends and neighbors and see their great work. So the show will be up for most of the month of June, but there'll be a public reception at the gallery the first weekend in June. And you'll have to check our website, because I know one night is, because it's a little bit of a smaller space, they're doing two receptions. One is for the artists and their families, and one is open to the public, and I can't remember which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
So
That's what the website's for.
That's great. And then we're also partnering with the Clock Tower artists. And this is also breaking news. It's not on the website yet, but on Sunday, June 14th, we're going to have a open studio with them, and they've gotten the curator from the Witt Gallery to lead gallery talks. Because if you've never been in their space before, it's amazing. There's like a full-on gallery of rotating work from the artists who are in that space all the time. Like, and it's open. You can go up and take a look. So we'll have that'll also be an open to the public event, but it won't be free, because we're going to have really nice hors d'oeuvres and a wine tasting. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be open studios. People can go around and talk with all the artists. So many of the artists in the Clock Tower are also OLLI members. And so it's a nice sort of joint thing. So we're going to call June OLLI Art Month.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be lots of opportunities to engage with local artists, either OLLI members or other community members. It'll be great.
And what's the date on that?
June 14th.
It'll
be in the late afternoon. I think we're doing 4 to 7.
Okay, so that's June 14th, and that's down at the Clock Tower.
At the Clock Tower, yeah.
Okay. Is that something people need to register in advance? Or?
Yeah, just because, I mean, we're not going to charge a lot. We're just going to cover the cost of the food, but there'll be a cost associated. And you could pay at the door, but that's a mm-hmm. pain, so.
Yeah. and then you also have the OLLI Players.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've got a what's the play that's coming up? It can't happen here
yet, which is almost sold out. So I checked the numbers this morning. So if you want tickets, go to berkshireolly.org/events and get your ticket now.
And that's at Shakespeare and Company.
It's at Shakespeare and Company. Right. Yep. We're going to be in the big theater there,
mm-hmm.
In the Packer Playhouse, and there'll be it's members of OLLI who are amateur thespians and some retired non-amateur thespians.
Mm-hmm.
who we have, our OLLI Players are what we call a reader's theater. So, people will have scripts, but they're mostly off book, and sometimes they're standing at music stands, sometimes they're moving around. But it's not like there's not sets, there's not a big lighting plan.
But sometimes they're in costume.
They're usually in costume, yep. Mm-hmm. And so what's really cool about this play is that it's part of this larger movement of holding different showings of that play over Patriots Day weekend around New England and around the country. Mm-hmm. Because it was written
1930s,
something,
I think,
around the rise of fascism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
Sinclair Lewis, right?
Sinclair Lewis. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's this wonderful classic play, and it's a cool one for our folks, because often our Readers Theater productions are like, you know, a cast of between 3 and 8 people. This is like 16 people. Mm. It's going to be a big, exciting show. Mm-hmm. And we opened tickets on Friday afternoon, and we are almost sold out now. So
what's the capacity for that?
Well, the theater can hold more than what we are selling, but because it's so many people and they aren't going to be amplified, we're only using a portion of the seats that are sort of in the bell of sound from from the first floor. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to sell 170 seats. And by sell, they're free. Yeah. But I mean, book 170 seats.
You hope to have 170 people there for it.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is on the 19th
in April.
Yeah. So just a few weeks.
And then a couple of weeks after that, the first weekend in May, there'll be a second production that's also Ollie Players, that'll be a showing of On the Verge, which is going to be a smaller play. I think Jeannie Woods is directing that one, and I think she said it's like 3 or 4 people. It's a smaller cast. And she tends to choose more like relationship plays, I would say. She can tell me if I'm wrong. But, you know, the last one that she did was about like this older couple finding love later in life, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So she likes to direct like smaller, tight, like people getting in each other's face and talking about their feelings kinds of plays, in my observation from the outside.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just so many things. I mean, like we said, we're talking about the classes, which is a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a member, you can take these classes. Membership is, for a 12-month membership, you said it was $75,
yep.
But there are, scholarship opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that membership gets you into all those things we've been talking about. And then there's also the courses that you can register for. Can you tell me again what the prices are on those?
Sure. So one class is $60, two is $110, and three or more is $150. Mm-hmm. And then our lectures and workshops and stuff are priced, you know, a la carte. But usually, like, our lectures are usually $10 for members, $15 for non-members.
Mm-hmm.
And then workshops are based on the number of hours, like contact hours, right, basically.
And registration for the spring term, that's open now.
Yep.
These classes start April 6th. So go to the website.
Time to go.
Yeah. Go check it out. Go to the website and see what interests you. Because there's got to be something. We went over that list of things. You're all over the place, all across the spectrum of interest. So there's got to be something there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So do check that out. And then, of course, you've got things like the annual art show coming up that you can look into. The Dana Bash event down at the Mahawi, that's going to be on the 23rd of May. Let's revisit that for a moment.
Yep.
How do people get involved with that? How do they go if they want to see
Sure.
That?
So for Ollie members, each member can get one free ticket, and those sales for those open on April 15th. And then about 2 weeks after that, tickets for people who are members of the Mahawi, also free, there'll be a group of tickets available to them, and then whatever's remaining will go open to the public the first week of May. So we encourage people to be either a member of Ollie or the Mahawi and get there if they want to go.
Or both.
Mm-hmm. Like Ellen. to get your ticket, to be sure that you get one, because there have been many years where it's sold out, and we want people to be able to go if they want to go.
So obviously, 2026, we're looking at the 250th anniversary of the United States. And you guys at Ollie, you have a program called Road to Revolution.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? When we say program, what are we talking about?
Yeah. So basically, our curriculum team about a year and a half ago, maybe, I think, started working on putting together a group of courses and then also lectures and some trips like regional trips that would all be part of this sort of suite of programming around the revolution. And we're partnering with Berkshire County Historical Society and then some other local groups to make those programs happen. So in each semester, in each term, we've had classes that are related to the Revolutionary War. And we're also partnering with Bard College on a lecture that is not up yet, but will be in the next day. That'll be April 25th, a free and open to the public lecture. If you happen to live near Bard College, you could go in person maybe. But most of our members will join on Zoom. And that'll be with Sarah Botstein, who worked on the Ken Burns documentary. I can't remember exactly her role, if she's the assistant director or producer or something. But so it's her and then a couple of other folks who worked on the series. So they'll be showing some clips and talking about them and then doing sort of a panel discussion about the the whole series on PBS. So so that should be really cool. And
yeah, because that just came out this year.
Yeah. Right. It's still going.
Yeah.
And so that's an example of like a one shot kind of thing. And also we're trying to partner with the Bard Lifelong Learning Institute. They're not an OLLI. They're they're a standalone lifelong learning institute. On a number of lectures and programs coming up. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, it's a big deal, 250 years.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
But, you know, another group that we representation we had here was the Masons a few weeks ago. And they also have a speaker coming in for a free presentation at their location, too. So if people are interested in that, that's on the 25th. And it's about Dr. Joseph Warren, who was one of these people who was involved in every... Ellen, like you are with OLLI, this Dr. Warren was involved with all the critical things that happened at the start of the revolution. So
sorry, I didn't get to know him.
Yeah. So there's a lecture on that too. So check that out at the Masons in Pittsfield. But I mean, yeah, what you guys have going on? There's so much. The classes that you mentioned as far as the 250th that are in the term. So that would be ones you'd have to sign up to attend to those. And the term goes how long?
6 weeks usually.
6 weeks, okay.
Yep.
And most of the classes are during the day, is that right?
Yeah, but we also have some that are in the evening. We don't often have weekend classes, but we do participate in, we do often have weekend events, but not classes so much. But we participate in this program through the national, so there's 124 OLLIs. Every state has an OLLI. Mm-hmm. And we, at least one, and Massachusetts is lucky we have four. So we are able to, through the National Resource Center, get access to Zoom classes that are taught often by faculty at Northwestern, but also they've been expanding to people all over. And actually some of our instructors have taught for the National OLLI. And those classes tend to be in the evenings and on the weekends. So we're trying to meet the needs of our members by offering some of those classes as well. So people can take a look at that. It's part of our spring catalog and every term's catalog too.
So as we're winding down here, what's your final message you want to get out to people? What's the most important thing you want to share?
Well, what I would say is that OLLI has something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're interested in courses, whether you're interested in events that take place around the county and beyond, whether you're just interested in attending lectures, we pretty much have something for everyone, and it's go at your own pace.
And I would just add, I think that the scope of programming can be a little overwhelming, and I get excited about that because that's like a big part of my job. But the most important thing is that people build community, make relationships, and especially for people who are new and or going through a life transition, retirement, whatever it might be. That people meet each other and build relationships that help support them in whatever they're doing next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, building that community, that's an important part for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeps us all mentally well and healthy, and you guys provide a great opportunity for that. And of course, the lifelong learning that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, Ellen Crabier.
Yes, you got it right, Brian. Thank you.
And Carol Allman Morton, thank you both for being here and talking about OLLI.
Thank you.
Of course.
Go to the website.
What BerkshireOLLI.org.
BerkshireOLLI.org, OLLI, and see all the incredible things that are offered. So thank you, everybody, for being here. Enjoy the rest of this week. We here at WTBR, we appreciate you tuning in for the Morning Drive. We hope that you'll join us every day this week. And please, as we go through the week, keep the our men and women of the armed services who are serving overseas in our thoughts, particularly at this time. Again, enjoy your week, and thank you for listening.